Rah. What up? Sit down, man. Yeah. Charlie. DR. What it at? Hello, young cocoa butter, who is you? White people love me like they love Subarus. Rolling with the super crew, something like Scooby-Doo. My eyes droopy, mommy, that's what doobies do. Kalidasa, but I cross the Kalapani. Probably with the Kalistani, mommy, Hayazabi. That's racist, on a roll like wasabi. I don't know what these two are, I'm Punjabi. More cash, mommy, than Mukesh Ambani. And then Neil Ambani.
Hey, it's me, Jacob. And that's it. I'm not even going to fucking try to do anything less than wear makeup.
That was bad. I fucked that one up.
What? How so?
I don't know. I just didn't feel good. Didn't feel good.
Do you want to redo it?
No, it's okay. A sigh is supposed to be like, I don't know, refreshing, maybe?
Oh, didn't feel like Sprite?
Nope, felt like my dad's ass.
that's not refreshing?
Nope, it's not. It's not lemon and lime.
Oh.
It's pain and crime.
Pain and crying?
Crime.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, I like that.
Crime and punishment.
Hey, you guys.
That was dumb as shit.
That's okay. I got too afraid to try to rap because last time I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
But hey, you know? Okay. Something.
You're on beat.
Jacob and makeup.
Yeah, you're on beat.
What else rhymes with Jacob? Wake up.
Drake up.
Jacob. coming out of paper plate and makeup.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, there you go. That's good.
Why'd you come out on the table? I wanted to. Yeah. Well, I don't think you
Jacob.
Trust.
Coming out of paper plate and makeup. I think that's good.
My fleshlight and astro glide.
That's good. Now I gotta try to do that one. How does that song go, maybe?
Ooh, yeah, really, that's a good one, man.
Really write it out.
Yeah.
You guys, hey, welcome everybody to another stinky dick episode of How Sadness the Podcast.
Yeah.
My name is Jacob Allen Kuban, and with me, as always,
is the one, the only, the underwear taker.
It's me, Casey. I got a question for you. What do you think the bare naked lady's favorite city in Portugal is?
What?
Lisbon. Stoddard.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. I like it. Lisbon.
Yep.
Oh, that's pretty good.
You're in my world now, Grandma.
I really like the,
that's all I got.
I really like the mix of putting over the overacting and the effects on the setup, and then just it's me. it's a very good setup.
Yeah, like don't make a fuss.
It's me.
Yep. Sorry.
Here he comes. It's me.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. Well, hey, we're back. It's starting, and
fuck you, dickhead.
Starting strong.
Yuck.
And I don't know. We forgot to talk about this a while ago, but Casey and I went and saw a new movie recently.
Yeah, on the Halloween.
Yeah, I think we had been talking about it on the cast, wanting to see it.
Yeah.
At least I think I might have mentioned it while Casey was gone.
Yeah, when I was getting gay in Michigan.
Yeah. Oh, I think I did say that. That's
did
what
you?
Clement was talking about. Was, I was like, he's in gay rehab. I didn't call it gay rehab, though. I think I just said, your boobs are huge.
Yeah.
I want to squeeze them.
Mm-hmm.
And So we went and saw Halloween on Halloween. You guys, how fucking, we're such goofballs.
Oh, that's what Hollyweird does to you, baby.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, shit.
Show business.
Oh, I'm sorry. Because you're black?
Yeah, that's why we had to see it on Halloween.
Yeah, wouldn't let us in otherwise.
Yep.
Two Lily White tickets for Halloween, please.
My ass.
Yeah. Okay. So, didn't work.
Yeah. No, we saw it.
But yeah, it was nice. We went to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Picked some seats away from some people enough that and somehow I'm just the worst person to pick seats.
Yeah.
Ended up sitting next to these real mouthy coons. They were just, I mean, they were loud at the beginning.
Yeah.
I was like, whatever. That's cool. Yeah. Nothing started yet. Trailers start in. Still really just flapping their pie holes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, it's still trailers. I'll let it slide. And I'll let it slide. Stallone.
Ooh.
So then I stabbed him all to death.
Yeah.
with my...
Oh, you're loco, man.
Dick. My loco dick, yeah.
Four loco.
Four loco four, can
four inch
dick.
Loco.
Yeah, yeah. They call me four inch loco.
Yeah.
But then the movie started and it's just that same shit and I'm realizing that they're all drunk fucking
yeah, you
dumb
said they
koozes.
Like snuck in a bottle, right?
Yeah, she kept digging through her fucking purse to pour wine out into their glasses more.
Yeah.
Because Arclight lets you drink wine and beer, which is like whatever. They're not expecting people to have fucking several in the movie.
Sneak
like,
it in, yeah.
So yeah, they just keep doing it and they're just being so loud and it's like, oh my God, don't do it. Like just like the most stereotypical shit. And it sucked. It fucking
whole
sucked
movie.
Ass.
Yeah.
Whole fucking movie. A horror movie. Mm-hmm. Like, it would have sucked for anything, but you can't get into even getting spooked or enjoying it at all.
Yeah,
some
then
fucking assholes.
Yeah, and it just invites other people to start talking too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then some people behind us started like chiming in like, fucking just close the door.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, like just
oh, yeah.
shit like that.
And it really does.
Shoot the door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shoot him. Yeah. Oh, shoot him. Oh, and then there's this one part in the movie and I was holding back. I was rolling my eyes a lot and I was trying to look over as much as possible and see if they would see me staring hatred into them and they just weren't. It was one lady was the lead cunt and everyone else just it was like everyone was else well if Courtney's doing it, we'll do it too. And because at one point she went to the bathroom and everyone shut up.
Yeah.
Everyone was quiet.
Yeah.
And it was lovely. And then her dumb cunty ass comes walking back, cunting her way through the theater in the dark, slicing through it. I can't believe it's not cunter.
Yeah.
But that was a stretch.
Yeah, it's okay.
But, and then everything, they all just start piping in again.
Yeah.
But there was one part I was holding it all in, and I just couldn't do it anymore. It's like this teenage couple are at a dance.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
The boy gets drunk and kisses a girl. The girl gets mad. And so then they have a little fight over by the concessions. And she goes to call her mom or her aunt or something. And he's like, oh, yeah? Well, let me get the bow. And grabs her phone from her. Mm-hmm. And then he throws it into a big-ass bowl of pudding.
Yeah, why is there pudding
I don't know why there's
at a school dance?
Yeah. I expected it to sploosh.
Yeah.
And it just went like, floom.
Yeah.
And as soon as he did that, all these fucking stupid ladies just go, oh.
Yeah.
Like, oh, shit. No, you didn't. Like, but just real like.
World star.
I can't believe.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put up with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't hold it in. I just started laughing my ass off.
Yeah, that was
very loudly.
That was the worst thing to happen in the movie.
Ooh. Yeah,
not people getting stabbed to death. Not the lady.
I wish he would have come out of the fucking screen.
Yeah.
Because it was like every single time there was a setup for something where he could jump out. They were like, oh, God, he's coming.
Yep.
Here he comes. Oh, he got his mask back. Uh-oh. Oh, are those teeth? Shut up.
Yeah.
Use your eyes.
Yeah, that was two in a row for me at Arclight because the other one we went to was searching with the lady who just read the whole screen.
That was the last time you were there?
Yeah.
Man, loud ass.
Oh, for two right now.
I would have preferred her. At this one, because there wasn't a lot of text on the screen. She wouldn't have had a lot to talk about.
Was that chocolate pudding?
Yeah.
I would have won tapioca. That's just me.
Yeah.
Tapioca woman.
Yeah. She's just like, I don't know if that's vanilla or tapioca, but either way, it's going to ruin that phone.
Yeah.
Oh, she wouldn't have been able to say shit, though, because I don't think she even responded to anything unless it was written, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. That sounds about right.
She was talking about some stuff. She was just talking. She probably would have talked. It would have been more entertaining.
Recipe?
Yeah. What is this? A gumbo recipe? What's this?
She was. Oh, she, wait, was that her?
That was when it played the fan or the amateur director stuff.
Oh yeah,
at whole
right after the setup.
Yeah, it had the whole setup of the director saying what it was, and then as soon as one, what's this?
Who's that?
Who's that?
Oh God damn it.
Oh my God,
that lady's my favorite.
Yeah, so we're doing great.
Yeah,
for movies, but I thought the movie was all right.
Yeah, it was all right.
I thought it was high D's.
Yeah, there was a really good. There was one sequence that was really well done.
But, I thought a lot of the shots were really cool.
Yeah,
I was a little underwhelmed overall.
Yeah,
but also
it was all right.
It sucks to give a review on something when you're not. I didn't even get to fully pay attention to it.
Yeah, that's where you weren't immersed.
I was not immersed. Yeah. No, but.
there was also parts that I was unimmersed and not from them.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
I'd like to watch it again. I really would.
Yeah.
I think it's cool that they got to do it, which is awesome. David Gordon Green got to do that with Danny McBride. It's cool. They started Blumhouse, right?
I don't know.
The production company. I think they did.
Did they?
Yeah.
I thought the guy who runs that, his name is Jason Blum.
Is it?
Yeah.
What the fuck? They started some company for and did like some horror or some shit
did
with
they?
It. I thought.
Titmouse.
It was Titmouse.
No.
They
might have. I don't know.
I'm gonna check, use the beauty of the internet to check real quick as you bring
me.
Up
oh yeah.
A story.
Sure, yeah. So I was back in Michigan for a while. And, you know, good times were had. And then on my flight back, did you find it?
No. Hold on. I don't think it's Blumhouse.
Hmm.
What is it? Danny McBride?
David Gordon Green.
Production company. You know what? I think
Jody Hill.
I think it might be Hill and McBride started a production company together.
Yeah.
I
think they all three went to college together. Like,
yeah,
that's
they
how
did.
They met, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. No, it is because it's Jason Blum.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it is. Woody, I think, would know. I can't remember. I read it somewhere that they started some shit.
Huh.
Whatever. I don't know, okay? Call the police.
I'm kicking my ass. Do you mind?
I believe it.
You know what it is?
What is it?
It's
Come House.
Universal. Universal Studios.
How could we?
Universal Studios, Florida.
Yeah, that's right.
The amusement park.
Weird. Weird.
I don't know.
Weird left turn they took.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Out of film school. Fuck this roller coasters. That's what we're about.
No, roller coasters and 3DT. 3DT. Jaws rides.
Diamond Dallas Page.
Yeah.
DDT.
Hey, diamond upside down is a pussy.
Is it?
Just because.
I'll allow it.
All right, good. All right, moving on.
Yeah.
Except for this.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, just a dumb quick story. So I don't like traveling. I don't like flying. So I like to have a little drinks before I get on the old...
old Jack reach around my ass and mm-hmm. pull out a bottle of scotch.
And dump it down my scrote.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, people like to cope with their anxiety in different ways. And a young man on my flight back, I would say maybe 22.
Mm-hmm.
I could tell he was from the South. And I don't know why. I don't know how I just like looked down. I was like, this guy's from the South.
Oh, okay.
And he.
Did he have a piece of straw in his mouth?
No, but his butthole, whole bale of hay.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. But
okay, that'll give it. That's a dead giveaway.
Yeah, yeah. And he was wearing overalls backwards. I was like, "What are you doing, buddy?"
That's spoken like a true asshole.
Yeah. So I
overalls backwards.
I don't know.
No, that's the only way to keep that much hay in there.
Oh yeah.
Hey,
scarecrow. So I got up to go to the bathroom. So I missed the whole, I missed the beginning. But he was like three or four. Yeah, he's probably like four or five rolls in front of me. But I see him like talking to one of the flight attendants, and I don't hear what's being said, like specific words, but like I can tell it's like getting pretty heated because he spilled something, and she's like handing him napkins and shit, and he's like pissed, and I was like, dude, you spilled something, it's not that big of a fucking deal.
Yeah.
And then like she comes back like twice, and they're like having more words and shit, and then like I'm just like, I got my headphones and I'm like kind of paying attention, like half paying attention, and then I hear her go, listen, I saw you drinking dirty Sprite. Like,
oh, isn't it? What didn't he yell something about? Like,
oh yeah, he said he.
Why don't you get the manager?
Yeah, yeah.
Call your flight captain over.
Yeah, he wanted to talk to a airline representative or something.
I
want
to talk to the pilot. Get him out here. Put it on. I've heard. I know what autopilot is.
I've seen.
Put
airplane.
It on. Yeah.
Yeah. Get those fucking inflatables going.
I want to talk to Shirley.
Yeah.
Who I'm calling Shirley. That's who I'm talking to.
Yeah. So he said, yeah, he's like, I want to like talk to a representative. And she's like, fine, you can do that. But I saw you like drinking dirty Sprite. And he's like, what? She's like, I saw you with like a, with a prescription, fucking
codeine.
Like, yeah. Like a cold, but like, what are those fucking bottles? Yeah. Prescription
bottle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And he's like, I saw you drinking dirty Sprite. And he's like, this is a 7-Up. And I was like, he is fucking Not guilty.
It's not even Sprite, man. Yeah. It's 7-Up. You got the wrong lemon lime.
Make 7-Up yours, bitch. But
that would be, that'd be like a Johnny Cochran defense.
Yeah.
Is
it ain't Sprite, it ain't right.
Yeah.
That was not that good.
If it's Sprite, it ain't right.
Yeah.
He had 7-Up.
If it ain't then Sprite, say, you ain't right.
Make 7 up
my butt.
My butt.
Yeah. And around the corner, bringing it back.
Freedom.
Yeah. So then, and then he like cooled his tune and was like, yo, I don't want to get caught with like codeine because he was fucking drinking scissorp shit. So
like
an
idiot.
So then he cooled his tune and apologized like 5 times. And then he just like, when we landed, like put his hood up and then ran off the plane. And I didn't see if he got like talked to or anything, but like, I don't know how he like smuggled that on. Like,
I don't think it's that difficult, man, honestly.
Like, they just thought it was like, I don't know. Because, yeah, it was in a, I saw the bottle. Huh. He's like, it's my name's on it. And she's like, I don't care.
Well, that's probably
like,
how.
Yeah.
Because you can bring prescription stuff through, but I didn't know.
Prescription cough syrup.
Yeah, liquids is kind of strange.
That's what I didn't think, yeah.
Especially codeine, like.
Yeah.
It's pretty on the nose, man. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not, yeah. Unless you look sick as fuck.
No.
Or you're hacking up a lung.
Nope.
We know what you're doing with that. It's 7-Up.
Yeah. Great defense, buddy.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about this, guys? Don't act a fucking fool.
Yeah. Don't.
If you're doing illegal shit.
Yeah. No one's going to tell. And you just don't get so fucked up that you spill your drink everywhere. Then you yell at the flight attendant.
Or yell at somebody. Yeah.
Yeah.
You fucking moron. I'll tell you what you can do.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
That was
the excitement of that flight, and then, you know, that was it.
I did that this Christmas when I was sick, remember? But it wasn't codeine, it was just NyQuil.
Yeah.
I just mixed it with Sprite to seem like a real bad motherfucker.
I'm in 3-6 Mafia, y'all.
Yeah, hey.
I'm riding spinners.
I'm in 6-9 Mafia.
Ooh, yeah. What's that into?
Yummy.
Ooh.
It's face sitting and deep shitting. I don't know.
Okay.
It's
taking some deep shits.
Yeah.
I like it. Deep cuts, deep shits.
Deep cuts.
Nuh-uh. I called it first.
I don't know. Right. Face sitting and booty sipping.
Ooh, okay.
Face sitting and
bean flicking.
Bean flicking. I like
or,
that.
Flinting.
Face sitting and smoke quitting.
Okay, yeah.
I've been trying to quit anyways.
Yeah, we all have.
I've been trying to quit. Sit on my face.
Ooh.
Well, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah.
That's the best way to quit smoking, you guys.
Yeah.
Sick of sucking all have those cancer sticks. Sit on your face. Sit it on my face.
Sit it on my jellyfish ass.
Until it
reads
and reads. All right, you guys.
We did it.
You will never stick your penis inside this human. WFMs, WFMs, they wouldn't fuck you, but you wanna fuck them. WFMs, WFMs, they wouldn't fuck you, but you wanna fuck them. Got no money, got no muscles, plus you're too ugly, oh, they wouldn't fuck me.
I got muscles, Greg, would you fuck me? Yup, okay, thank you.
Ooh. Quick. And to the point, just the way I like it, bud.
Heck yeah.
The party man.
Ooh, the fucking party man.
Fucking party man.
Oh, yeah.
All right,
I meet that guy.
What do you got for me? I hope so, too, man.
I got a good old Don DeLuise.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
You do, too?
Happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
It's the day before. I hope y'all are getting fucked up with people you didn't hope to see on your trip home.
Yeah.
Isn't it this is the biggest drinking day of the year?
That's what they say,
right?
Yeah.
Wow.
We should go to the drawing room.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Just get fucking hammered.
Oh, can you imagine though, like native Californians?
Dude, remember
back
the fucking
in town?
Yeah, remember the dude we saw on Christmas from Vice Principals going home with 9 women?
Oh yeah.
9?
That was
crazy. It was like 2, but still.
2 9s. It was 2, it was a 4 and a 5. Isn't that rappers call that a 9, don't they?
Sure.
Oh, I heard a lyric once where it was like, I'm might not take home a 10, but I'm leaving with 2 5s.
Oh,
and I'm
wow.
like,
yeah,
not the same to me.
Mm-hmm. He went home with my 40 time 4-3. Yeah, But
I go home with 3 sixes and fuck like the devil. And so
I
don't know. It's hard, but you know what they say.
Well, that's my story and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, so happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Yeah. Sorry.
Eat some pussy and some mashed potatoes, please.
Oh, yeah. Eat your grandma's pussy. Why don't you?
Do it.
Mash your potatoes.
Yeah. Don't be a dick.
Shut your butt.
Don't be a dick. Use it.
Yeah. So I got old Don DeLuise. Yeah. So Don DeLuise wouldn't fuck me. Not even if I was a Dom who made his smelly sneeze.
Oh, wow.
I guess I made his him fart cum. Yep. Uh-huh. Not my president.
Mama.
See what this guy's been up to.
It's so funny to me. It's not so my president.
Not my president. Well endowed, though. I'll give him that.
You see this guy?
You see this? All right. Was that it?
Yeah. That was it.
All right.
DeLuise.
First, wouldn't fuck me here in honor of Thanksgiving.
Gobble, gobble.
Which it's not even really an honor of Thanksgiving. It's an honor of the Native Americans.
Yeah.
Pocahontas.
Nice.
Who was born Matoaka. She saved the life of a captive of the Native Americans, the Englishman John Smith, in 1607 by placing her head upon his own when her father raised his war club to execute him. This was in Jamestown, Virginia. It was the settlers that came, set up camp near the people of Senacomaca.
Okay.
Senacomaca.
Cinnamon buns?
Close.
Oh.
But Pocahontas, she wouldn't fuck me. Not even if the doctor was about to perform my circumcision and she put her head in front of the scalpel.
Ooh.
Yeah. Don't ruin this cock. Yeah. It's for me.
It's all mine.
Yeah.
I got to bury it so it can grow ears and ears of cock.
Yeah. See? Now that's my story.
Sticking.
Pocahontas, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if she was my poca aunt ass.
Okay.
She was my aunt that I fucked in the ass.
Yeah, nice ass.
Apparently.
Ooh.
No, none of my aunts.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But.
Because you're black?
Yeah. Pocahontas, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I gave her a poca jaundice.
Oh.
She's just yellow.
You fucked her yellow?
Yeah, I fucked her yellow. That's that Coldplay song.
Oh.
And it's all yellow. Ooh,
yeah.
That song's about golden showers, you guys.
Ooh.
Call the zoo.
I knew a. Yeah, call the zoo.
Pocahontas, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if she listened with her pussy fart.
Okay.
Listened with her, with all her heart.
Oh, is that a song?
From the Pocahontas movie.
Mm.
That one wasn't great.
That's okay.
Pocahontas, this one isn't either. Pocahontas, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if all of her dreams extend just around my other end.
I got one.
Do you?
I like that. That's another song, right?
Did you do Pocahontas once already?
No.
God damn it. That's why I didn't do Colors of the Wind, because I thought you did a joke of Colors of the Wind.
Mm-mm.
Fuck my...
Did you write it down?
No, I didn't write it down.
Sorry.
I'm an idiot.
No, it's okay. I was going to say, she set your dick on fire and gave you some stroke signals.
Ooh, that's good. I like that. I do enjoy that one.
You know when you're getting jerked off, it's like...
And then you see it in the sky. It's like, he's about to...
That's what it's spelling out
in the sky.
She must be doing a good job.
That's pretty good. I taught her with my own two hands.
I like it.
All right.
All right. So the last one here.
Yeah.
Good old. I don't think I did this, but I may have done it. So fuck off if I did it.
Okay.
Lucy Liu.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Lucy Liu. What's so fucking funny? What?
I just thought it always sounded like you said looseless.
Oh.
Which isn't funny even.
You know that
continue.
Movie? Limitless? Looseless?
Looseless Liu.
What you just said.
Yeah. Lucy Liu, she wouldn't fuck me. Not even if I was all like, Lucy Liu, where are you? We've got some fucking to do now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I could see you singing that to her below her window.
Mm-hmm.
You throw a rock up.
Yeah.
Tink, tink, tink. And then she opens the window and you have a whole mariachi band behind you. And you're like, Lucy, Lucy, Lou.
Yeah.
And then someone throws a brick at your head.
Ooh, and then we fuck in the Mystery Machine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see it. Hey.
I will suck your dick.
Hmm.
I will suck your fucking dick. I will do it.
Yeah, she's still hot.
Tisquantum.
But he's gay.
Sorry.
He might be.
Tisquantum.
Tisquantum, also known as Squanto.
Oh, nice.
Yep. Pawtuxet Native American. Pawtuxet. Yeah. Native American who resided with the Wampanoag tribe, taught the pilgrims how to catch eel and grow corn, and served as an interpreter for them.
Hmm.
Early liaison between the native populations in southern New England and the Mayflower Pilgrims. Pilgrims. And the Mayflower Pilgrims, who made their settlement at the site of Squanto's former summer village.
Ooh.
Squanto, he wouldn't fuck me, not even if I taught him how to catch my eel and grow inside my cornhole.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I got that.
Squanto, he wouldn't fuck me, not even if I poured him a piping hot bowl of my New England man chowder.
Nice. I like that one.
Squanto, he wouldn't fuck me, not even if his name was Squato.
Mm-hmm.
And he just squatted right on my corn cob.
Pipe in a button nose?
Piper. Pipe in a button nose, yeah.
Two brown eyes made out of gold.
Yeah.
Frosty the cum man.
Squanto.
Oh.
That's fine. And Squanto, he wouldn't fuck me, not even if my nickname was Gay Power Pilgrim Job Jacob.
Ooh, nice.
Like, because Mayflower Pilgrims.
You came
Gay
over.
Gay Power that. Pilgrim Job.
Nice.
Jacob.
Jacob.
Because that's my name.
Mm-hmm. And you're sticking to it.
I'm sticking to
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's about it.
I like it.
That's about it for the old claptrap Kuban. you guys, we got
a ding,
we got a we got another special
ooh yeah
another special treat for you guys. You know, we heard from Clemen last week, and he's
fell
back.
On, yeah, fell on a little bit of bad luck, I would say. Right?
He got back in jail. For those of you who didn't listen,
yeah,
was freed.
Mm-hmm.
And repeed, repeat,
repeat
went
offender.
Right back to jail
mm-hmm.
for stealing an RV. And so, yeah, let's see what he's been up to now. He and, fuck, I just forgot her name.
Yeah, me too.
Big Bertha.
Big Bertha is
not her name.
Bertha.
Oh, man, I'm sorry, Clement, I forgot your girl's name.
Yeah,
well, they're split anyways right now, so, you know, we'll see. All right, let's see what Clement's up to, you guys.
Yep.
What's up, House Sadness Podcast? It's Clemen giving you another call, man. Don't know how long I can stay on the line on this one. Full disclosure, I have broken the fuck out of jail. Yeah, man. So I'm on the road right now. I'm actually at probably what's got to be one of the last fucking payphones on the like ever, like anywhere. So yeah, man, I'm on the lam. Clemen's got his own little Thelma and Louise situation playing out right now.
Fuck.
But since I'm by myself, I guess that makes me Thelma and Louise and the Brad Pitt character all at once.
Brad Pitt
character. So yeah, man. Clemens a fugitive from the law. Man. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, boys. I'm just living, eat one day at a time. I'm living 1 hour at a time, quite frankly.
Hmm.
Yeah, man. I'll have to backtrack a little bit and let you boys know what happened.
Yeah.
So the last time I called you, I was calling you with my one phone call from jail after we got busted taking that camper from my neighbor who had the pink eye. Here's what happened, man. We get hauled in for this camper that we stole. I break up with my girl, Burnett, for blowing everyone in the trailer. And we're just waiting to go to our hearings and find out what the fuck's going on. And it turns out, I had actually mentioned this to you boys the last time I called about that cousin of mine, the retard cousin that we have.
Cousin of mine. Tell me how many chromosomes.
Anyway, his name is Dusty. And we keep him locked in the shed most of the time. And we kind of take shifts, you know, bathing him and feeding him and you know, leaving him a dish of water and stuff like that. But when I had called you boys last week, it had occurred to me that I was on Dusty duty for like the past 2 weeks and had completely forgotten about it. Like, it just completely slipped my mind. So it turns out poor little retard boy was in the shed. He got a little thirsty or something. His bitch ass couldn't take the heat. So he passed out, and it turns out he's kind of in... He's in a coma. I'm going to sugarcoat it. Dusty's in a coma right now, and he's in the ICU. But what happened was, because he's a little bit younger, those little twat nuggets over at social services came over to the house. They found him passed out. Everyone's pointing the finger at me. So what happened was I was brought up on all these charges while I was in jail for the stolen camper bit. Because I let my little retard cousin, I forgot to give that little fucker a bottle of water. So now everyone's having a giant meltdown because he's taking a long nap. It's not like he's dead. I mean, the guy's still alive. And trust me, when he was alive, the brain activity that was going on was fucking minimal at best. Come on, Clement. Like, we have two cows on our property, and those dumb, dull meathead motherfuckers just walk around all day drooling and walking into the fences and shit. They make Dusty makes them look like fucking PhD candidates, or that one little squirrely guy who goes to strip clubs and he's in a wheelchair. The little smart motherfucker who invented black holes, whatever his name is. Stephen Hodgkins, whatever his name. He died of Hodgkin's disease. Anyway, so what happened was they found Dusty. They brought me up on charges. And all of that combined with the camper stuff, I was looking at like a 30-year stretch. So we all know.
You know why they call it a stretch, right, in jail?
Why? Butthole?
Guess, yeah. Ooh. Guess why?
Why?
Guess this mess.
Ooh.
That's exactly why.
Brown.
Yep. 30-year stretch, you guys. So anytime you're thinking about doing something illegal, think about the stretch. The old one in the clink, two in the stink.
Nice.
Two in the clink, one in the stink.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Whatever stretch. The episode was called.
Your asshole is going to be ripped open is what I'm saying.
That, based on Clement's prior experiences, Clement ain't going back to the clink, man. I ain't going back. I don't have the constitution to do it. So many dicks got sucked, and my dick got so much in that place, man, that it's honestly, I can handle jail, but the way I see it is I see jail like summer camp when you're like 12 or 13. I did it. I fucked the people there that I wanted to, counselors included. And now I feel like I've grown up. I've moved on from that, man. I don't need any more rehabilitation. Clemens had plenty enough rehabilitation. I mean, if anything, man, someone else needs to take my place in the prison system and reap the benefits of all their programs and rehabilitation. Fucking A, man. Get that little redneck Mexicali guy, Tony Krampos, or whatever that loser was that you had coming onto the show and fucking it up. Put his ass in jail. How about that? How about we do that? He goes ahead and not takes my spot. You know, man, I'm just getting heated. I'm getting heated. I've been running around a lot. I have to run a lot of errands today.
What pay for
you know,
are
I
got
to boost another car so I can keep my getaway vehicles clean. You know how it is, boys. So, nonetheless, what happened was, after I found out I was being brought up on those charges because of my retard cousin, I just decided at that point, man, I'm like, this is no bueno. I can't stay here. I'm gonna make a run for it. So we actually had a jailbreak.
Mm.
So I knew that I would have to be a clever with how I went about doing this. So what I did was I organized an orgy inside the cell, and what I did was I took two of the boys that I knew, who both prefer to be the power bottoms when it comes to, you know, the orgy situation.
Fucking.
And I knew that if I pitted them against each other, they would start angry fucking one another.
Oh, wow.
They would be loud, the guards would hear it, and it would turn into a kerfuffle. Well, it worked, man. It turned into a kerfuffle. The guards came in the cell and they tried to break it up. No joke, man. It was this fucking easy.
My favorite Pokemon.
As they were trying to break up the fight, I just slipped out of the cell. I put on one of their uniforms really quick.
Slipped out of an ass and out of the cell.
And into freedom.
And into freedom.
Yeah.
Into freedom's sweet, sloppy, wet pussy.
Yeah, that's not a dry hander. That's
true. It's a wet
pussy.
Wet spander.
Ooh, okay.
You know?
Wet can of spam. I don't know.
Wet canter?
Sure.
Canter.
Canters.
Canters. Wet canters.
Ooh, yeah.
They got some moist meat over there.
Hell yeah.
Click it. Or
walk
tick it.
Walk through the hallway. I gave that little gay salute that they give to the other guards, and no one knew any different, man. And I just walked right out the front door. It was like that Leonardo DiCaprio movie where he was cashing fake checks and fucking Tom Hanks, whatever that movie was.
The Beach.
Hold on. I was gonna say Romeo and Juliet.
Well, there's a
the beach. Yeah,
there's another side of that beach that Tom Hanks is cast away on.
Mm-hmm. And they
DiCaprio catches him fucking a coconut, and is like, hey, let's get coconutty.
Ooh, you know, right, yeah.
Let's get coconutty, buddy. Mm-hmm. And then they just really cook it out.
I can't remember. Catch It If You Can, which I believe was referring to the amount of venereal diseases that the guy had in real life or some shit like that. I believe that's how the movie went down.
Amy Adams is in that movie.
Yeah?
I always forget that.
Well.
Now I remembered.
She never called
back. So anyway, the jailbreak got me this opening. I snuck out. I used the keys inside the coat of the uniform I took. And it was actually a nice little Chevy Tahoe, man.
Oh, wow.
The thing rode great. So I took that out. I drove about 100 miles, ditched the car, took another one, stopped off at a Goodwill, got some new threads, stole another car. And I'm just on the move, man. I'm just on the move right now.
It sounds smart.
Yeah.
Everything he's doing, it sounds smart.
Moving on up.
Yeah.
He's living that Jefferson lifestyle.
Yeah.
Jefferson's.
Hey. Moving on up.
To
a Tahoe.
Ooh.
Then I'll go to a Goodwill and wear a dress. I wonder
moving
if that,
on up.
That's what I would do if I was on the lam.
Yeah, I'd wear a dress.
Dress like a chick. Mm-hmm. Oh, is it because I like it? No, I'm trying to not get caught. Thanks.
Yeah, I know I look good.
I look damn good.
Yeah.
Oh, what are those balls you're fucking? Yep. Well, I'm a lady, so stop. Squeeze them. Damn, I feel like a woman.
Yeah,
I'm telling you what state I'm in right now. I just want to keep a step ahead of the law. But I do want to let you know, boys, that during the course of this road trip, I plan on coming to California and hitting you two up.
Here we go.
And don't worry about giving me your address or your phone number. I'll find you. So nonetheless, I just want to give you boys a heads up. It's going to be probably a few weeks here. You know, I'm going to work my way up to the coast.
Oh,
again, I'm
man.
Just kind of going where the wind takes me kind of a thing. Yeah, man, but goddamn, when I get to California, I do want to hit up some of these hot spots that I've heard about before. Goddamn, man, I definitely want to go to Universal Studios. I want to go to that Harry Potter land that they have there. Because you may not know this about Clemens,
nice day.
But I'm a big fan of Harry Potter, man.
Ooh, wow.
What started out as an obsession with the girl on that show, the frizzy-haired bitch, whatever her name is, I got really into her when I first saw the movie when I stole my neighbor's HBO subscription. Long story. We'll talk about that later. But they had a marathon on, and I caught one of those movies. And I was like, oh, who is this fine, chatty-looking young woman? Anyway, I got into her. But by default, man, I just started watching the show for the frizzy-haired bitch. And then once it got into, like, movie 3 or 4, I was like, you know what? There's a bit of magic with these movies. Clement likes this.
Ooh.
Hot damn. If I didn't have other career interests, I think I might want to be a fucking wizard. But, yeah, man, I want to check out that Harry Potter land when I get...
Oh, man, he's in luck because around wintertime, especially in December, I don't know if they're doing it again, but last year they had the whole fucking light show. It's dragons and shit. Dragon Chase light show.
Ooh.
Excuse me. Yeah.
Ooh. So
I think Clemens in for a little treat and skeet.
Ooh, hell yeah.
There, I want to go to Six Flags, ride them roller coasters. I also kind of hope that while I'm there, someone gets stuck on a roller coaster when it's in an upside down loop.
That's
kind of a big dream of mine.
There's a new show out that's got a billboard.
Mm-hmm.
911. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
911.
Oh yeah.
I thought it was a show about the never forget.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
And no, it's about roller coasters getting stuck upside down.
Boring.
Boring. But yeah, somebody's like dangling from it. Might have been Clemen.
Ooh.
I want to see people trapped on a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Because it's like the best of the most high stakes sort of situations that a human being can find themselves in. It's like getting in an emergency at a theme park is like doubling down on the adrenaline. I love it, man. So I want to go to Six Flags. I want to go to SeaWorld because I actually want to. I want to pet a dolphin. I want to ride a killer whale.
Ooh.
And then I actually want to harpoon one of the trainers. Okay. It's a personal thing.
There you go.
I've known the guy for a long time. We both applied to the same Marine Veterinary School, and he got in before me.
Well, he's got one guy picked out.
Yeah, but that's a whole other ordeal for another time, man. So I want to go to SeaWorld.
He's got a list.
I want to go to Knott's.
Clemen, you got to be careful saying stuff to us, man, because just saying that right there, now it's premeditated.
Yeah, no, we're implicated.
Are we?
No, we're limplicated because I'm not hard.
Hey.
Doesn't make me hard.
Speak for yourself.
Not my moron. Dick.
I'm rock hard.
Okay.
Anytime someone says SeaWorld,
yeah,
all I think about is cunt.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Didn't you have a joke?
Yeah.
That's what it was. That's sorry.
No, it was fine.
I like low-key stole.
No. Yeah, I don't tell that word. You can tell that joke.
No, I don't care. That's the only time I thought of SeaWorld. Yeah.
Gary Farming.
Oops, sorry.
No. Probably can't that's do that joke out here yet.
Yeah, that's why I thought of it, though. I was like, where have I heard that before?
No.
All right.
Get some jelly. I don't care to go to Disneyland, man. I ain't into that faggot shit.
I don't give a shit
about Disneyland. I don't like Disneyland.
Jelly.
Mr. Toad's
jelly.
Fat ass can keep that wild ride to himself, all right? Peter Pan can keep his gay little tights and pretend that he's into women when we all know the real truth of it. All right, so fuck Disneyland. I don't care. I don't want to go to Disneyland. Don't ask me to go to Disneyland. But California Adventure I might be interested in.
Ooh.
That's a whole other story. We can talk about it. We can cross that bridge when we get to it.
It's got a whole...
So, yeah, man, that's...
He's got a lot of whole nother stories, you know?
Yeah. He also likes a lot... He likes magic, but not pixie dust.
Yeah. He's bringing up locations. I didn't know we're in... California.
Really?
I didn't know Six Flags was out here.
I knew there was a Six Flags. I didn't know there was a SeaWorld.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I thought, what? Is that San Diego?
Maybe.
LA? Yeah, I thought it was like closer to the ocean.
Maybe he just means being out here in general.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know much. I don't know much, but I know I love you.
Ooh, there you go.
Where I'm at right now. Clemen's
jelly.
Working his way to the best. I think it's going to be a good time, man.
Jelly.
I don't think I've ever taken the chance to sort of explore myself and my spirituality.
Should do it.
I think the best way to do that is to just take a road trip. I mean, granted, I am a fugitive of the law, but, you know, there ain't nothing that some facial hair and some bleach can't solve in terms of altering my appearance.
Anal bleach.
Yeah, you got to get your anus bleached.
Mm-hmm.
No one will be able to tell from your brown eye. That's your second ID.
Can't pick that out of a lineup, a behind up.
Can't finger that one out.
Yeah.
Hey, I think he's gonna have a fine time though, because he doesn't have someone with a 3D swastika.
Yeah.
Tattoo on swastika on their back or shoulder or whatever.
Tits.
Clemen, you keep it easy.
Yeah, buddy.
You could probably live a life out here being a fucking Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And nobody would even see your face. Dress up like a SpongeBob.
Ooh, yeah.
Charge people $5 for a photo.
Yeah.
And play grab ass.
Go to the Walk of Fame and, make a name for yourself.
Yeah. Cock of shame.
Yeah.
Sorry, I interrupted.
No,
I'm taking a lot of hints from Scott Peterson on that one. Clever guy. I ran into him a couple times at the Pen from before. He's actually a really nice guy. I think he got a harder rap than he should have. You know, I mean, Scott Peterson was just in a position where it's like, we've all been with that chatty woman, and it's like she just was chatting way too much, man. I think we can all empathize with that. But, you know, he just got sloppy about it, and that's where he got locked up.
But
nonetheless, I'm on the Scott Peterson team. Yeah, man. I think someone's coming down the road.
Uh-oh.
I can't tell, man, but it is making me a little wiggy, so I think I'm going to hang up.
Well, I like wiggy.
Hop back in the car. I'm going to work my way up to sort of the Barstow area, I think, today. I got like a third cousin out there.
You say Barstow?
He's got a couple of missing legs, so he's been cashing disability checks for like 10 years. So I got a place to stay.
Don't be saying
so. I just want to touch in with you boys. I will call you again soon. I will see you even sooner. And yeah, man, just keep doing what you're doing. And Clemen loves you. All right, hugs and kisses. Bye.
Jelly.
Jelly, some jelly. Shit, Clemen. He's living more than we are.
Yeah, he's got all these plans.
Fuck, we went and saw Halloween, the movie on Halloween.
Oh, we're cool. Ooh. What are we going to do on Thanksgiving? Fuck a turkey?
Yeah, and he's...
Oh, shit. God damn.
Make my own stuffing.
Oh, I hate your stuff like that.
Yeah.
Tim, he doesn't... If Tim Allen doesn't approve...
Well, we got Clemen is breaking out of jail, getting jelly.
Yeah.
Stealing cars.
Watching Harry Potter.
Yeah. Drinking at bars.
Yeah. God, why is this not fucking working? God damn it. Yeah, I quit.
Gentle boy.
I can't work. I can't work in these conditions.
I can't work. I quit. Careful, don't quit. Clemen will swoop your job up real quick.
Yeah. All right.
Getting in that pussy hole.
Well, man, Clemen, live it up, man, on your way out. Take your time, too, because...
Take some pictures, too.
Oh, yes. That'd be great. If you could take some pics and... send them our way. That'd be awesome. Maybe some postcards. That'd be really cool. It'd be fun to get some postcards along the way from Clemen. And as long as you do it in a way that, you know, we release it a couple days after you give us a call, which is what we usually do anyways. It gives you a heads up. So I don't think you'll ever really get caught.
Hopefully
as long
not.
As you zigzag through the country on your way over here, however you're getting here.
Crocodile steps.
Yeah, come on. Serpentine.
Yeah.
It was really great hearing from you, Clemen. I look forward to hearing from you again. And hey, man, like I said, enjoy yourself. Enjoy the freedom while it lasts, because if you get caught, I mean, I know you're slippery, but I don't know how long you're going to be able to stay out of the long arms of the law.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're going to make it.
Oh, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Oh, that was the wrong one.
Our timing was not great on that one. I was like, is he going to push it?
Yeah, well, I was like, it doesn't make any sense. And I pushed the wrong one.
All right, you guys. Well, hey, Clemen, enjoy yourself, my friend. And I almost just played the wooden fuck me thing again. Wrong. Mama's wrong again.
Yeah.
Fella, my eyes are dry as a bone, frankly.
All right, you guys. Let's take a quick 30 seconds of... Butterball turkey.
Remember, Harry, it's Marion's first holiday turkey. Not a word if it's dry.
It's her first turkey.
It won't be juicy.
What they don't know is Marion's first turkey is America's first turkey, Butterball. It's always juicy because it's specially deep basted, so every slice is moist and tender.
Juicy turkey, Marion.
I knew it would be.
After all, it's Butterball, also available fresh.
Beatrice.
That old lying coont. I knew it would be. We get it. You're just roasting your granddaughter before you even get there. You can't even trust her to be moist. Just because you aren't doesn't
fucking
mean
party man
doesn't mean her turkey won't be.
Yeah, I got a turkey.
Sick
for
of that.
I disagree.
You don't have a turkey?
Hmm.
Do you? Huh?
Huh? What?
Jerry, enjoy my wife.
I'm surprised we almost made it through two without that getting pushed.
Yeah. Yeah. That one always pops up for some reason. Well,
I think it's because it's right in the middle. No, it's not even right in the middle.
No.
All right, you guys. Well, we got a new
one. It looks like a pee-pee. That's why.
That's true. It does. I keep gravitating towards it where I'm just like.
I always just picture someone like listening to that out loud and then like having to turn it down. Like, fuck.
Those fucking dickheads. Come on.
I mean, you know.
Carl.
Carl. All right, you guys, we got a brand new segment for you here.
Yeah.
It's called.
It's been a while.
Where. So.
I don't know why it's so funny.
It's so fucking funny. Sorry, you guys. The segment is called.
It's been a while.
Oh, man. I mean, I have no idea how this is going to go.
No, me neither.
Literally, that's pretty much
be great.
That's the whole thought that we gave this whole segment was just like, you know that song? Where he's like, it's so, been a while.
So what we're going to do is we're going to list off things that
it's been a while
since we've done them. So
Oh, man. So yeah,
what do you think? You want to start it off? You don't have to push it twice like I did. I just did it so that it wasn't.
I just want to hear these other ones.
Oh no, they're all the same.
Oh, they are?
Except for these two. Oh. We'll save those for later.
Okay.
But they're just different. They're different-ish, but not.
Oh, this is just.
Do you want to start or me?
I'll start it.
Okay. Excuse me.
You know it's
it's been a while since I.
Gotten a compliment around this place.
Oh, around the apartment?
Yeah.
Sorry.
They aren't swirling in this apartment, I'll tell you that much.
Wait, I'm trying to think of the last time I complimented you.
Well, I can tell you.
It's been a while.
Oh, wait. Did you push it twice?
Yeah.
Okay, so to stop this.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I swear I complimented you on your haircut.
Yeah, well, guess what?
Gay.
This is the dumbest thing.
It's so stupid. All right.
My back fucking hurts. Right. And laughing hurts. It makes it hurt even more. My shoulder blade is just dislocated, apparently. All
right. Did you want to keep going?
No.
All right.
We'll just go back and forth, I think.
Okay, here's this one.
It's been a while since I
had some juicy fruit.
Oh, the gum?
Yeah, I haven't had juicy fruit in a fucking minute.
Me neither. I was never really a big. My grandma would always buy she would always have double mint gum. I think so. Like, I like have an affinity towards that. Yeah. But not a big juicy fruit guy, honestly.
I had juicy fruit for a while. I think I had like a little fad.
What fruit is juicy fruit?
It's like it's got like some lemon in it, I think.
Pears.
Pears. What is this juicy fruit? Yeah. Anyways, pears.
Yeah. What is this bullshit?
This fucking bullshit gum. Has gum.
Ugh.
Pears.
Yeah.
Wrong.
I'd rather be chewing it. What was that? That's when you get some juicy fruit stuck in your throat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lorraine?
Huh? Oh my god.
Oh shit.
All right.
Okay, yeah, me again. Well, I'll tell you.
It's been a while since I
gotten home and haven't seen some dirty dishes in the fucking sink.
Oh no.
Yeah. Gotta glove up and scrub up, apparently.
I'm trying to wet them and spread them over here. It's just not working out.
Yeah.
We got that leak in the sink.
Yeah. Yeah, that's getting pretty bad.
Yeah, it's not great.
I mean, I'd ask Sunny to come over. Yeah. She might call my sister a whore.
Yeah, that's true. We both got sisters. We don't want to risk that.
I got
that.
Two of them.
Yeah. Your sisters are whores.
What?
Both of them. Oh, that's so funny. When you said that the other day, I thought you were trying to quote Nice Guys.
Oh.
And it's when he comes in, he goes, your sister's such a slut.
Yeah.
I know.
No, she just goes, yeah.
Your sister's a whore.
And he goes, you are foolish.
We'll tell maybe once we get more details. Maybe next episode we'll tell you guys a little bit more about that inside.
Yeah.
All right.
And it's been a while since I
watched the movie Fluke.
Ooh, I don't think I ever
remember
saw
that
movie.
One. It's this guy like dies, or this dog grows up as a dog, and then once he starts to mature, he starts remembering that he used to be this guy.
No.
Yeah, it's weird.
Ooh, that sounds creepy.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. I saw it once.
90s movie?
And it's pretty wild.
Ooh.
And I watched it as a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it when I was younger. And so, you know,
I
it's
like it.
And it's been a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, another thing I noticed the other day.
It's been a while
since I had a night on the town.
Oh, no.
Yeah. No one's taking me out for date night, I'll tell you that much.
Where's the chivalry?
It's dead along with my libido. Huh? Yeah. Yeah, I'm not getting fucked around here, so I'm like, it's back to the pond.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know. It's been a while since I've... I don't know. It's your turn.
Okay. All right, here we go. It's been a while since I stopped a mud hole in someone's ass.
Ooh, okay.
It's been a while since I stomped a mud hole in someone's ass.
Yeah, another number two. A second number two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, and then... It's been a while since I've gone and up just like I always do.
I told you about this story where the kid was like, in like seventh grade, this kid came and he's like, you guys, I got a CD with a parental advisory sticker on it. We're all like, what? Are you fucking kidding me? And he's like, yeah, it's in my locker. We're like, you got to show us. And so in between, after class, he showed us and it was a fucking Stain CD.
It was from that clip I just played, but they bleeped it out on YouTube. Yeah. Of course it's they been did. A while since I've gone. Just like I always do. Oh, Mr. Clean.
Oh, shit.
It's Mr. Clean.
He kind of looks like the lead singer of Dave Matthews Band, but like with a little more
Dave Matthews?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever heard someone say the lead singer of Dave Matthews Band.
I didn't know his name. I hate that fucking band.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
I forgot they're bad enough that they would name their...
Yeah.
F themselves after the fucking...
That's really fucking singer. Funny, though. Yeah. I want to start saying that to people.
You know, the lead singer,
who's
Dave.
Who's that guy? The lead singer of the Dave Matthews Band? Yeah. Are you a fucking ass?
I was thinking back to our the apartment we lived in when we first moved here. And I was like, you know what? It's been a while since I... Since we've seen Frankie.
Oh, yeah.
I hope he's all right.
I've been following him on Instagram.
Yeah?
He's a host
What's
of
he
the
up to?
Dancing with Kids. Dancing with Kid Stars or whatever.
Ooh, I don't like that.
It's like Dancing with Stars, but it's children. I don't know if they're actors or anything.
Yeah?
I didn't follow it too closely. Yeah. I just saw that he was involved and he looked happy. So.
Gross. Well, that's...
Good for him.
As long as he's happy. I hope you know it's... It's been a while since I... Since he hasn't bought peanut butter.
Yeah. It takes him a while.
Yeah.
We crushed that transaction.
Yeah. We crushed that shit.
Yeah, and then, you know, speaking of peanut butter. It's been a while, but I can still
remember just the way you taste. Ooh.
Yeah.
That is...
peanut butter.
It's a little sexual.
No, it's peanut butter, bro.
Oh, okay.
It's about peanut butter.
Peanut butter on the puss.
Yeah.
Munch and crunch.
All right, here we go. And now I've got... It's been a while... Dressed up like a dog, peed on people's legs, humped them when they fell and sniffed their stupid butts.
Is that Scruff McGruff, the crown dog?
No, it's fucking Ruff McStuff. The pissing, humping, and sniffing butts dog.
Wow, he's a real rascal.
Yeah, pretty rough stuff up here.
Pretty rough stuff up here, okay.
Yeah. So it's been a while since I've done that.
Yeah.
I used to do that as a kid a lot. I looked more like a dog at the time.
Mm, okay. You walked on all fours?
I walked on all fours and I was hairy as fuck.
That is one hairy kid.
Yeah. Yeah. That ain't a kid. That's my dog.
Yeah.
Gay.
Okay.
I was thinking, you know, I woke up the other day feeling a little down. Mm-hmm. I was like, it's been a while since
I can't get over it at all. It's so stupid. This is the stupidest fucking thing we've ever done, and it's so funny to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, go ahead. Yeah, try it again.
I woke up this morning feeling pretty down, and I was like, it's been a while since I felt pretty.
Oh, man.
Yeah. If we wouldn't have had the drop, it wouldn't be as fun.
No, it wouldn't. It would be very subpar.
Yeah.
But you know. It's been a while since I fingered a leprechaun.
Ooh. St. Patty's Day is coming up next year.
Yeah. It's the only way to get their gold, you know?
Yeah, get those fingers, get those knuckles cracked.
Yeah, that's why I practice on payphones. Ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding. This guy's hang around pop machines all the time. Vending machines, yeah, fucking yeah.
This one's paying out. And then you just shake him all the time.
Yeah.
My God.
Sitting there pondering existence the other day, and I was like, it's been a while since I thought about like pandas.
Who thought about pandas?
Yeah.
What do you think about?
Just pandas, man. You know, growing up, elementary school, we were the Perrin Palmer pandas. And
okay.
That school burned down. It's been a while since I don't know, man. I didn't really put too much thought into that one.
Oh, shit. It's been a while since I've gone and some just like I always do. I wish I would have gotten the
it's so good.
Unedited version.
Yeah, I want to hear this guy say, fuck.
I think he might do it the way that I swear a lot, too, yeah. Just in general, is where I say, fuck, like mm-hmm. that. Well, hey, I got something here. It's called, it's been a while since I extracted the DNA from a mosquito trapped Ooh. In amber and combined it with other amphibian DNA to create some dinosaurs. Haven't done that in a while. It's been a while.
It sure has.
I haven't. Yeah. I haven't done it in a while. Come Other on. People have.
Chris Pratt.
They've been documenting it, yeah. But I haven't. Me personally?
Nope.
Me personally haven't done it in a while. Really haven't.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
I got nothing.
Lay it on me, sister.
All these suck. It's been a while since I... Put your picture away. Sat down and cried today.
cross streams.
I just called to say it's been a while. Yeah.
I just called to say it's been a while, but I can still
remember just the way you taste. This song, that song is a fucking banger, man.
Yeah, dude.
I'm gonna fucking... Next time, if we're in a situation where karaoke's playing and I get a couple of drinks in me.
Oh, yo. Oh. Hell yeah. It's been a while. Oh, no. I hated that so much. Yeah.
All right. That is so aggressive.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
All right, I feel like I jumped to all the ones, like the made up ones.
Yeah, I think all the ones I've left kind of suck.
Oh, here we go. It's been a while since I had an eggnog shake.
Oh, I've never had one.
Not a fan of eggnog though, are you?
No. Never. Are you talking like the McDonald's one?
Yeah, but they have eggnog shakes at Ray's in Grand Haven.
I don't know what Ray's is.
Big. Papa. Daddy.
You mean
like.
Gay.
Hashtag yes, daddy.
Yes, daddy. Based on it. Anyways.
Anyway. Anyway.
Maybe.
I fucking love a good eggnog shake, man. Anytime,
maybe I'll give it a shot.
Anytime I'm home with my ma, we'll go and try to get eggnog shakes. They don't have them out here. So I made them one really? Year when my cousin was living with me, and all it was ice cream, vanilla ice cream and eggnog.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but then we had some other shit. That's why we have that root beer liqueur.
Oh, really?
That we still have over Ooh. There is because he and I bought it because we were going to make root beer.
How was that?
Root beer shakes, fucking root beer shakes and eggnog shakes are my two favorite shakes of all time.
Hmm. Interesting.
Root beer shakes are great because it's just like a mixed root beer float.
Yeah. Good root beer float.
It's
yeah.
Fucking dope.
What's your, it's been a while since I... What's your favorite brand of root beer? I don't know.
It's been a while since you asked me that.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. It's been a while since you asked me that, my friend.
There you go.
I like Old Dog and Suds.
Oh, yeah. I think we did talk about
this. But you can't get it.
Yeah.
You can't get it anywhere really out here.
Yeah,
There's a shitload of root beer, though. If I was going commercial brand, easy to find, man, I think I'd go A&W.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I'd probably go A&W.
I see.
I had a thing for Barks for a while, yeah, but Barks is it all right. Had a little too much bite.
Yeah.
There's like an odd sharpness to it. There's an Al Sharpton to it.
Ooh, yeah.
That I couldn't get into. What else? Oh, what are the other options?
Mug. That's like I hate Mug.
Mug, yeah. I'm not a big fan of Mug. Mug would make bottom of the list.
ICB.
ICB is pretty good, but yeah. It's just pricey.
Yeah, it always comes in the bottle. Yeah, I always get that when I was a kid at restaurants.
Yeah. It's not better than A&W to me.
No.
A&W is like buttery. It's like, It's got this smooth taste to it.
She's thick.
Ooh, real thick. Oh, you're so thick.
Yeah.
I didn't say you were retarded. You said you were retarded.
I remember Woody found this place in GR that sold Dog and Suds in a liter.
Ooh, wow.
And these cool little liter bottles. And so every time he'd go, he'd buy a couple. And when we were living together, one time I came home from work. And I was just like shitty day at work. I came home and he had just bought Black Dynamite on Blu-ray.
Oh, nice.
And then he also got me a fucking Dog and Suds.
Mm-hmm.
I was so fucking pumped. Yeah. I got to come home and sit and just drink a fucking Dog and Suds.
Yeah.
And then watch Black Dynamite.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what. Oh. It's been a while since Woody's done something nice for me.
Oh.
Yeah.
What about he gave you a round of applause? It's been a while
since I. Yeah.
You know, here's what I think about A&W Root Beer. It's been a while, but I can
still remember just the way you taste.
And never bring this look December. I don't know.
They used to play that on the radio. I can still remember the way you taste. Jesus.
He's singing to a chicken.
In pussy.
He's singing to a chicken.
Okay.
I swear. Cluck, cluck,
cluck. Cluck, cluck,
cluck, motherfucker. A mug root beer. Was that one?
Yeah. I said that was bottom of the list. Oh, you did say mug. Yeah. Bottom of the barrel.
That's the one with the pip, box, the, no.
The dog. The doggy. Bulldog.
Is the bulldog. Thank you. Yeah. Shit.
Yeah.
All right. What else do I got here?
I got one.
Do you?
Yep. It's been a while since I gotten an awkward boner.
Really?
Yeah, when's the last awkward boner you had?
Well, what constitutes an awkward boner? Like this location? Situation?
Yeah. Situation, location, maybe?
I don't know. I get boners. I get boners like 3/4 semis.
Chubbed? Yeah, chubbed.
I get chubbed fairly often out and about.
Me too.
So, like, just being in public, I guess, is awkward enough for me. One of the hardest things, not my dick, is if you're smooching somebody and then you got to, like, walk down the sidewalk.
Heard that.
And so you're, like, semi'd up and you're like, I'm wearing jeans, but you can tell.
Yeah.
You can definitely tell. Like, if somebody's looking, it's like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Very visual podcast.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's just really hard because people that walk by will be like,
yeah, and the old guy sees that and he's like, you know what? It's been a while since I had a boner.
Had a boner of my own.
I saw my nephew's boner.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm trying to think of like a really awkward situation of one. I get some at work sometimes.
Yeah.
Through texting and shit. But like sometimes you'll text me like, go kill yourself. And I'm like,
gay.
But, brother. Yeah, I can't remember the last time that it was in a really uncomfortable place. Because also, I'm just better at dealing with it.
Yeah.
And I'll either wear it out and not jerk it off. I just mean, like, let it ride.
Yeah.
Or, or I'll just sit down for a while. Huh. You don't remember your last one?
No, I don't know. I think I got like rock hard in traffic or something. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Probably got just traffic.
I don't know. You know, it's been a
while. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while.
The dick's got to see daylight every once in a while.
That is true.
No.
It only comes out. It only comes out when it needs to. Now that's not true. I get oddly erect.
Yeah.
for no reason sometimes. Let me see. Oh, here's... None of these are funny, though.
Yeah. I think I'm about wrapping up.
Okay, let me see.
Mine are just kind of depressing now.
Oh, here we go. How about this one? It's been a while since I... Climbed up in a tree.
Dude, I was going to... Yeah, I wrote that one down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I haven't climbed a tree in so long.
Yeah.
I am a tree now.
I know. I'll climb you.
Giddy up.
Daddy.
Hey, build a house in me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I need to feel warm.
Yeah.
Yeah, they call me the giving tree.
Yeah.
Giving head.
Ooh, yeah.
Glug, 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 glug.
It's been a while.
Glug, 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 glug.
That's so stupid.
I know. Oh, man. I hope no one ever hears this because they're like, what the fuck happened?
What happened to both of them?
You moved to LA and you just become a big fat.
Somebody gay.
I mean.
I didn't say you were retarded. You said you were
retarded. This is a meltdown episode.
Oh, I really like it so much. Holy shit.
Yeah. I hope they hear this and they send us a cease and desist. They're like, you guys are desecrating.
Stain.
A fucking you goddamn you classic. You stained our reputation.
Stain's reputation. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I had one that was it's been a while since I built a fort, like a blanket fort, you know?
Yeah.
Like a pillow fort.
Shit, man. When was the last time I built a fort?
Fucking
it's been a while since I've gone and
fucked
things up just wait. Like I always do.
Yeah.
I seriously don't remember the last time I built a fort.
I'd like to do it. I used
I
to build
the last time I pitched
motherfuckers.
A tent.
Yeah, me too. yeah, we're... No, tell me.
I got a boner in my pants.
Oh, nice.
Or under some sheets.
Mm.
I remember one time I yelled white power when I got a boner. And
that's not good.
No, it went flat immediately.
That's good.
My dick not only went limp, but it... skinnied up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I wrote a paper on why to never yell white power on it. It's 500 words.
This is just from the word limp.
Okay. But
I think it was last night. I don't know. Yeah, I think it was last night right before I went to bed. I was on Instagram watching people's stories. And this suicide girl I post. Like all the story, I just got into like a rhythm where I found like four stories in a row, they're like all posting about the fires in California.
Mm-hmm.
And the suicide girl, I like went back. I was like, did I misread that? But she had a post that was like, my ex Fred Durst, his house burned down in the fire. So if you guys could send him some money, that'd be great. And I was like, you dated Fred Durst?
Oh my goodness.
I was like, this can't be a real thing, but I fucking lost my mind. I'm going to see if it's still up there because I was like, good for Fred because, whew.
Man, that's crazy.
You know, suicide girl?
Yeah. Hey. All right, what do you think? Well, how are we feeling about this?
Friends that they're...
I think I used up a good amount here. I also have a bunch that we can save so we can do this again.
Fuck! She just deleted it. God damn it. Oh, that was so good.
We can do this again at some point in the future.
Yeah.
And while everyone that's listening is screaming no.
Yeah.
We're gonna.
Oh, we're going.
It was way too much fun. And you know what? We can't make it be too long before we do this again.
Yeah.
Because it's been a while since we've done this. And we're not even already done.
Yeah.
But you know what they say.
It's been a while, but I can still remember just the way you taste.
And everything I care remember. I'm gonna go listen to that song.
Oh my god! Have fun with it
on DP.
We just did listen to it. That's the whole song.
Yeah.
It's just that repeated.
Oh god! What a fucking San Francisco treat.
All right, you guys. County. Well, that was. It's been a while, and we're not gonna make it be too long until you hear that again. Because, you know, we still remember just the way you taste.
Yeah.
And speaking of taste, we're taking a quick commercial break with 30 seconds of Butterballs.
I've known a few turkeys in my life. Haven't we all? But the last thing that I need is a turkey of a turkey for Thanksgiving. For the most important dinner of the year, I wouldn't take a chance on anything but a Butterball. Plump, juicy, tender. Butterball is everything that a turkey should be, except risky. Thanksgiving is no time to fool around. This year, better buy Butterball, or you could get a turkey of a turkey.
There's a lot of turkey in there.
Yeah.
Well, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
I wouldn't want a turkey of a turkey.
No.
I've known too many turkeys. Yeah. Hey.
You jive turkey.
What's the wildest Thanksgiving, or what's your favorite Thanksgiving treat?
My grandma makes these homemade noodles that she puts in gravy, and then you just put them on top of mashed potatoes.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's good shit.
Are they like egg noodles? Like thicker? No.
They're just like thicker. Wide. Yeah, just like flour. And
she makes them though?
Yeah.
Dude, homemade noodles are so fucking good.
Yeah, because she's old. Oh. But yeah, then she just puts them in a gravy and you throw that shit on mashed potatoes. Ugh. Fuck me in my butt, please.
Fuck me.
You fat bitch!
Ass. Yeah, I fuck with that.
And stuffing.
I'm a just big fan carbs. Of stuffing. Holy shit.
Yeah.
My stepdad makes a stuffing where he puts like fucking sausage chunks in it too.
That's good.
He's good a really great Thanksgiving cook. He just kicks ass. What are you, turkey or ham?
Turkey.
I'm a ham dude.
Yeah. Neither now, but yeah, turkey.
Yeah, that's true. I've never had a juicy turkey.
Yeah, that's true.
Ever.
Yeah.
Not once.
Yeah.
Ever.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you go somewhere and somebody's like, I got the juiciest fucking turkey, and you pull the meat out of a fucking the bog of wet fucking turkey squirt.
Yeah. You ever had a deep fried one?
I think I've tried one.
It's pretty good because then the skin gets all crispy.
Oh, see, I fuck with that. Give me like
some skin. Yeah,
give me some of that. Mm-hmm. Give me some skin.
Give me some skin.
What else was I gonna say? Oh, my stepdad makes some dope sweet potatoes.
Yeah, sweet potatoes. I like that.
He fucking smothers them. It's like the kind of shit where it's like this. None of this is healthy for you because he uses so much butter and so much brown sugar and but they taste so fucking good. There's this like corn casserole or some shit.
Yeah.
That I think it's like it's corn.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one casserole. Yeah.
Ooh.
One corn.
Yeah.
But it's got like cornbread mix in it. It's got like cheeses and shit like that. Corn casserole is the shit.
Yeah.
Damn good.
Yeah, my mom makes some good scalped corn.
Oh.
What the fuck am I thinking of?
You're mixing a couple things up. Scalped corn?
No, there's... What's that shit? It's like corn, but kind of soupy.
Oh, creamed corn?
Creamed corn. What the fuck, my ass?
Hey.
Yeah, that stuff's good. That's not what I was thinking of. Yeah, no. Yeah. I don't know. There's like this... It's like...
Scalloped corns?
Sure.
Those are just two different things.
We're going to delete this episode.
Kiss you all over and over and again.
Kiss my ass!
I like corn. Corn on the cob.
Hey, I like corn on a CD.
Corn on my knob.
Ooh. Slob on my knob like corn on the cob.
I don't know. Rolls. I like a good roll.
That's true. I like a croissant.
Wow. Get the fuck out of here, bitch.
My neck and my back.
I had some fucking pork butter the other day for the first time. Have you ever had that?
Nope.
Shit, it's good.
I had duck butter.
Have you?
For my nuts. These nuts.
You ever had any from under
good,
cheese?
Great, grand, wonderful.
Yeah.
No yelling at my nuts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Just any.
What are some other Thanksgiving things?
Green bean casserole.
Yeah, I don't really fuck with that.
Nah, me neither. I don't know. French onion soup.
Really?
No. I was like,
I don't know. I think there's cranberry shit people like. I'm not a cranberry boy. No. I'm not.
There's always deviled eggs.
I like deviled eggs.
Yeah, me too. There's always those.
I think.
At family gatherings.
Yeah, meals. I think for the most part, what I have had at Thanksgiving for the chunk
is what my stepdad makes, and it's mostly, I mean, he'll do turkey and ham, but I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Ham man, ham boy.
Press ham.
Ham bone. Pressed ham. So much ham I like. You guys, too much ham.
You can do it! Cut his fucking head off!
All right, you guys. Well, we're at that point in the episode.
You know it. And we blow it.
Well, I don't know. 100,000 pounds?
It's Name That Episode, you guys.
We spent like 4 minutes talking about Thanksgiving food for no reason.
No, no reason at all.
Hey. It's always some marshmallow shit, too, that one of my cousins brings. I don't like that shit.
I can't fuck with that shit. No. I don't even pretend it exists.
Get that shit out of here. Yeah. Not at my table.
No. Yeah. What you do is you do this. You're like, let me get that for you. And when they go to drop in your hand, you just open palm. Splash. Yeah. And then you're like, what'd you do? And you're like, oh, what'd you do?
Where my pie?
Exactly.
Where are you at on pies, though? That's the
pumpkin
question. Oh, I go cream.
Oh. What the? Wow.
Yep.
Where were you on that one, dipshit?
Nope.
No, I'm pumpkin or nothing. Seriously.
I hate the fact that I kind of, like, in my head, I was like, what? And I was like, oh, you asshole.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah, because I was going to go pumpkin with a bunch of Cool Whip. And then you hit me with cream. And I was like,
so it, like, doubled through you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, yeah, that's how I'm at, though. Pumpkin cream with Cool Whip.
A lot of Cool Whip.
I don't fuck with any other pies, man.
I like blueberry pie.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't know why. I just don't like hot. I don't like hot pie.
Oh, I don't like them hot. No. I always
can't
like,
fuck with
no,
hot pie. I, yeah. But then no. I don't like chunky pies either.
Yeah. I can do apple. I can't do cherry pie. Well, I'm allergic to cherries. But, yeah.
I can't do cherries unless I'm just checking out.
Yeah.
Dunstan checks out.
Yeah. No, I like a good strudel, but yeah, I don't. Or a crisp. But, yeah, not a big. I like cold
a toaster
pie.
Strudel.
Yeah.
Cream cheese toaster strudel. Fuck me up.
Raspberry dog.
I'll eat a whole box.
Yeah.
I can't find cream cheese anymore. I don't think they make it anymore.
No, I don't think
you
they do.
What? I'll tell you something else. Because I'll really tell you something. It's been a while since I had a cream cheese toaster strudel. And, it's been a while since I've gone and up
just like I always do. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's been a while since we named this episode.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
All right.
they like, did a weird thing where they stopped making, like, the... Well, they didn't stop, but they started making, like, toaster strudels, but with, like, egg and cheese in it and shit. You remember that?
I saw
that?
Those.
Yeah,
toaster
those were pretty
scrambles
good.
Scrambles is what they were called.
Yeah, they were pretty good.
Yeah, I liked those.
Yeah.
Cream cheese till I die, though.
Yeah, I liked raspberry.
Those were good.
Mm-hmm.
I also
I don't
liked
think
those.
I ever had the cream cheese one.
They're good, man. Fuck.
Yeah, I was never...
Do you like a Danish? Cream cheese Danish?
No, not really. I didn't really get into cream. Oh, I only like.
God, I'm so immature.
I didn't really
get into cream. Yeah.
Pants.
Yeah. Fucking 6 year old.
No, it took me a while to get into cream cheese, but I like them on like bagels.
See, their cream cheese in this stuff though is always a little sweeter.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why. Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, my aunt makes this good dip where it's like mozzarella cheese, chili, and then just cream cheese.
Ooh.
Good dip. Good
I
dip.
I fuck with that.
Yeah.
Man, I fuck with a good dip. Shit.
It's been a while since I had a good dip.
Yeah, not me.
No.
Boink!
Alright.
Alright, name this episode.
I wrote down one thing. Well, we could do It's Been a While. That could be
That's true.
Or 4-inch loco.
4-inch loco is good. I like that. I wrote down
Stubby 4 loco can.
I wrote down smelly sneeze, turkey squirt, and I could write down It's Been a While.
Yeah, just a squirt bottle dress up as a turkey.
Yeah, I think I want to go with turkey squirt just because it's also going to be
funny,
right before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I'll plan on that, but
man, just one more. It's been a while, but I can still remember just. All right, let's get out of here before we.
All right, you guys, yeah,
make everybody hate us.
Thanks for listening, and I apologize for everything.
Yeah,
my name is Jacob Allen Kuban. You can find me online at Jacob Allen Kuban. Go to Instagram. I mostly only post on there, and I don't always do that. But you know what they say? Excuse me. Yeah, go to moistjunk.com. Check that out. That's pretty fun.
And yeah, go to housesadness.com. We got some fucking Mad Libs on there.
Got some poop on there.
Still haven't put Casey's on there yet. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
But yeah, go to moistjunk.com. It's fucking there. I don't know. There might be a Black Friday sale. I don't think there will be. I don't want to put the work in for any of you sacks of shit to not order anything. So
got you there.
Yeah. Save it. I don't know. Go there anyways. Look at my shit. It's all neat. Fuck you.
all right.
We're just kidding, guys. Yeah. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, that's it. Oh, hey, if you do go there and you do want to buy something, it doesn't matter if it's a Black Friday, a White Friday, mm-hmm. a Pink Friday, or a Stink Friday.
Bloody Sunday.
If you use the code FARTCAST, 15% off your entire order. There's House Sadness products on there. There are totes and scrotes and pillows, tosses, pillow tossings on there that you can buy. And they're all, you can get any episode fucking image that you want. I just haven't been putting them up there because I don't want to spend the fucking time doing it for nothing. So if you want a pillow or you want a tote with a specific one that isn't online, just fucking message me and I'll make it happen. I can make it happen. I will. I'm more than willing to, but I am not more than willing to do the work for nothing. I'm busy. I'm too busy.
Yeah.
Have you seen me lately? I'm busy.
Mm-hmm.
The boy's fucking busy. I don't know. Shit.
It's okay.
What do you think, Casey?
Write me a letter.
Yeah. Hey, write him a nice... Gobble him up a letter.
Yeah.
Why don't you gobble up some fucking delicious down, food on man. Thanksgiving, you guys. I love you.
Sorry.
Bye.
Toss my salad.
Hello, young cocoa butter, who is you? White people love me like they love Subarus. Rolling with the super crew, something like Scooby-Doo. My eyes droopy, mommy, that's what doobies do. Kalidasa, but I cross the Kalapani, probably with the Kalistani, mommy, Hayazabi. That's racist, on a roll like wasabi. I don't know what these two are, I'm Punjabi. More cash, mommy, than Mukesh Ambani. And then Neil Ambani, yeah, that's real Armani. Yeah, that's Lanvin, you call it Lambin. You call it growing down, I call it Lampin. I'm from Flushing, right as a lamp, man. That's in Queens like MC Cool Fashion. You could Google that, he down with beat nuts. We got the net wet, trying to get the street fucked. See that? That's my fucking mans and shit. White boy wasted, then we write a stanza quick. Matter of fact, yo, all my boys in bands and shit. Haters mad, cause they got Costanza dicks. You know, like the show, Seinfeld. Michael Richards make my fucking mind melt. Cop a bundle of Rapunzel, do what thugs do. We just hustle AGM, EBT, MTV, BET. They call us joke rap, we kinda weed rap. We just like rap, we don't even need rap. Could get a real job, only rap weekly. I don't need rap, told you rap need me. Indian style needs venting dashiki. Your girl sex me, she wanna get freaky. She beat me, meet me at 12. Hit it in the shower cause it's hot as hell. My fan's broken, I don't got an AC. Say I got potential, but the kid lazy. Stock is rising, wait, don't scalp the tickets yet. Older white women say I'm very articulate. Young Obama mommy, but not Illuminati yet. They're trying to gauge if I'm tame enough to be their commie pet. I'm watching Gandhi till I'm charged and eating bomb me. Like there was cars and I was blondie. We are not the same, I'm out swinging a salami at any prom queen that want me. Probably even Nicki Minaj would massage me. If I got a fade and trim my beard like I was John B. Nice, finna eat more rice than Condi. Nasty, see me race the pages of your favorite Condi Nast publication. They ask me all about my views on relations of races and cut out the radical shit for space. That's racist. I'm in outer space reading Frankfurt school treatises that curl the common man in the fetuses. Nietzsche told me that the Nas was where the genius is. Bossy just saucing like it's falafel where my penis is. Soaping with falafel like O'Reilly thought a loofah was. Hitting they chalupa up. First I get real smart, and then I stoop it up. Dropping and scoop it up.
Haters is dookie butts, groupies is kooky nuts. See me voice acting in space chimps, wasted like my man Stanley Tucci does. I'm truthy blood, fishes get mad at me, the kid is a whale. In it like a AAA battery up in the digital scale. In the kitchen with the Coca-Cola Corporation kicking it with me. PepsiCo too, the kid is a Britney. The brothers are Jitney, and others is with me. Even if I was a tree, you couldn't flip me. Don't ask me what it means, just kiss me. Chick, please check, please. You were rapping to you, my friend, and only you, to you. So don't ever say we never did nothing for you. Sexy Lexi, ask what the address be. Press B, making a face. Dizzy Gillespie, applause, pause. Hand me my SP, Grammy, I'm Leslie Nielsen, you know I'm chillin'. Flow like a butterfly, come my sugar baby on my shoulders. 7 million sugar babies float away on my good looks and charm. Dick like hot like baby arm, chicken parm. Release the peacekeeper, chief the peach shisha. Smoking peace pipe, ride on cowboy, see ya. My Chuck E. Cheese bucks, my EBT's a Cardi's, okay. My 18-wheeler trucks, call up my Nelly parties. Call up my deli starving. What you mean my money no good here? Why? Cause I made it? Bitch, you know I made it. Shit.
You were rapping to you, my friend, and only you, to you. So don't ever say we never did nothing.